Thank you for your word. Lord, this is your time. Transform our lives. In Jesus' name. I'll be talking about what I titled. Were you blessed yesterday? Go back to them, amen. Today, I'll be talking about what I titled Dynamics of Followership. And I was really excited and very excited talking about followership. The Spirit of God is one. Dynamics of followership. Dynamics of followership. Or also the secret of kingdom followership. There are two things, there are several things that a lot of people don't like. Broke people don't like to give. When you start talking about giving, they start shaking. When you see a man shaking leg, shaking head, pressing phone, you know that guy is going to be very broke. You don't know that they are rich, they are poor rich people. Get ready for us this motto. You will know that prosperity is not only having money. They are poor. It's called the poverty of the soul. That your strength is in money. That you can deceive for money. That you can keep for money. You are poor. Hallelujah. Dynamics, right? Of followership. Another thing, another topic a lot of people don't like is a message followership. When they feel you teach followership, they think you're trying to manipulate. No, we don't. Why is followership important? Why? It's because of this. You will never be a leader if you are not a follower. You will never be a leader. The same way you would always be broke if you're not a giver. Because the law of prosperity answers to giving. That's how you will never rise up to becoming a leader if you're not a follower. Glory to God. It is, please, I want you to follow me. It is effective for us that makes great leaders. This is something you must understand. It is effective. I've seen many people thinking that leadership is about command and rule. Go there, come here. Come here, go, move. I say, I can go and do commander. And they went into leadership. And leadership swallowed them. Because if you are not a follower, God can never make you a leader. You must pass this test of followership for you to be a great leader. There's something she said that touched me. And I always mention it. He said, sir, anybody that does not know how to serve in the house of God will not serve well outside. And I started checking it. And I say it's true. Because systems are systems. We don't fight with systems, we embrace them. It is followers that become leaders. If you are not comfortable serving, you will never be a leader. Even if you make yourself leaders, people will not follow you. Hallelujah. Are we clear with that point, right? So, the blessing of followership is that followership is the preparation for leadership. Because everyone must lead. Everyone is a born, I told you, everyone has been born to be leaders. But many failed in their leadership. Let me give an example, a very practical example. Find out young people that refuse to submit to their parents. Picture that very rough, stubborn boy, refuse to bathe on time, refuse to eat on time, lost to play. It's okay when you are young. But when you grow up, I choose not to respond because transformation is a choice. Change is a choice. When you grow up and you choose not to be under the leadership of your parents, and your parents give up on you, find out the kind of family that guy becomes. His children will be 1,000 times worse than him. You can't be a good mother if you're not a good daughter. You can't be a good father if you're not a good son. Because it is in fellowship that you learn what you need for leadership. So, please, distract yourself from people that is fighting leadership. Any man fighting leadership has no future. Distract. If you have a friend that is problem, that we wish to have a daughter here, thank you for helping me. This girl, I don't even know what to start. It's very problematic. You don't scam her, but very problematic. And she told me something. She said, Daddy, I'm always having issue with leadership. And I look at her. I wish she's here right now. Anybody that when you go to a place is a leader you are fighting, you will never have a head. Anyone that fights heads can never be an head. Stop fighting your fathers. Learn. Followership is the time to learn, because leadership happens to everybody. When you should be learning, some people, when you should learn, you are criticizing. You know, and become blinded. Then suddenly it happens to you, and you don't know what to do. Therefore, you don't know what to do. I say, this thing is so difficult like this. Do you think it's easy to lead three people? Try it. Some mothers, they have only two children. Some men, only two children. They don't go to the house on time. Only your wife. If your wife is not a good follower, your wife can lead the house you bought, you will lead the house. Are you hearing me? God puts followership so that leadership can be effective. Write it down. God put followership so that leadership can be effective. You know, I used to teach you that life rise and fall to your level of leadership. And God says, not only leadership. Hallelujah. Success is composed by leadership and followership. The Lord told me, he said, listen, you can be a good leader, but with bad followers, you can fail. All through scriptures, there have been many people that were good leaders, yet they failed because they had bad followers. So the issue of success is not only an issue of leadership. Hallelujah. Followership is important. If a system must work, followership is important. Are you hearing me? If a system must work, I say, what is followership? I say, followership is the capacity and the willingness to be taught, trained, and led. What I say? Followership is the capacity, say it, is the capacity and the willingness to be taught, to be trained, and to be led. The beginning of followership is teaching. The moment you know, let me tell you how you know that you don't follow your pastor. The moment you begin to reject your pastor's teaching, he's no more your pastor. I say, he's just talking. You know, some people are there in church. He says, yeah, you take some, you leave some. Amen. If you're that kind of person, you are failed in followership, and you already failed in leadership. The beginning of followership is what? Teachings, trainings, and leadings. A man that will succeed in followership must be somebody that is apt to learn. Apt to learn. Many people, we are too slow to learning. We are too slow to learning. We are too slow to learning because we think followership is not control. Followership is system. It is ordained by God. I hear me. God is the one that ordained leadership, followership. Followership, leadership. Leadership, followership. Today, the man that was a follower becomes a leader tomorrow. And tomorrow, the man that was a leader, I hear me, a follower becomes a leader. There is always a succession going on. So you must give yourself to training. Capacity to be taught. Capacity to be taught. What is effective followership? Capacity to be taught. I tell you, can someone look at your life and said,
You've been transformed since you met Pastor Andrew. That's how I will know if you are following me. You know, one of the things that grieved my heart a lot, but you know, I'm not God, I'm man in that sense, is when I see somebody being in church for 1 year and you in one action, you just do something contrary to everything you have learned for a whole year. I get heartbroken. I don't get heartbroken that you did something wrong, but that if you have been listening, this would not have happened. If you have allowed yourself to be trained, this would have happened. You can't stay with a leader for 1 year and you are still the same person. Your life must change. Your character must change. Your perspective must change. You know, how can you be following somebody? Amen. Sometimes some of you pull. Some of you, anything that's a trait. Anything that's a trait. Are you led by trait or you have a man of God over your life? He said, choose you this day. Who will be your leader? Serve, minister, follow. Many of you are in church and it's not pastor leading you. It's Facebook leading you. Anything trending, you are trending. If you follow the trend, very soon you will enter into ways that you never expected. A follower is the capacity to be trained. I am an addict follower. Anybody that wants to teach me, I am willing to learn. I learn every minute, because the better you learn, the better you'll be effective for your destiny. The better you learn, God brings you under leadership because of where He's taking you to. There is no leadership that is by mistake. No, He sees your 10 years from today and He brings you under tutelage. Even Jesus was taught, accept the call of followership. Accept it. Open your heart to be trained. Some of you know English, but your mind is closed. You hear, but you don't want to change. How long? I said, ineffective followership is great. Is the great reason why many leaders fail. If you gather yourself around the wrong people, you can never make impact. Many good-minded leaders, they fail because they did not prune the people they call their followers. How can you be, this church is a world church. How can, at the end of the year, you have been here for 1 year. At the end of the year, you don't study your Bible, you don't pray. How come? Something is wrong. That shift is what you must open your heart for change. You must open your heart to be taught. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, it was telling me, Pastor, I've come into rest in what I'm doing. I said, it's true. I'm saying, he said, no, I said, he said, because I made up my mind to learn. Learning is a decision. Transformation is a decision. Nobody can force it into you. It's a decision to learn. You cannot be in a giving church and you refuse to give. You can't be in a soul winning church and you refuse to win souls. You cannot be in a prayer church and you refuse to pray. You cannot be in a prayer when they honor and you refuse to honor. Being around, don't be a follower. You can be around. There was somebody that was with me for over, he paid me over 10 years. This lady never changed. Because being around doesn't mean you're a follower. There are people that will come here in 6 months that will carry the spirit of the ministry. Somebody that will be here for 6 years, you don't even know, you can't sit there and say this generous will do nothing. You are supposed to be transformed by revelation. Transformed. I'm not the person I used to be. I change every day because I'm exposed to revelation. If you can't change, you will not be ready for your future. Because your future needs to change. Anybody that cannot change cannot go far. God can use you. Even if you try to enter the future will reject you. You prepare for your future. So, followership is your capacity to be trained, taught, trained, and be led. Led. Why? Because every leadership has a goal. In Genesis of Grace, we are not just here, I told you, to clap hands. We are on a mission. And if you are here, being here, you are sent into being this mission. You cannot, you know, people that they have their own vision here. There are no two visions. There is one vision. It is the vision of God that God has given the church of grace. So people, they are here with different motives. Different motives. Pastor, someone is your own. This is your own. This is my own. No, you cannot be here with many motives. God brought you here to be a part of the vision. We cannot be in a car, go to Lagos, you want to go to Asaba, you will never get to Asaba. I will carry you to Lagos. Because, Michael, when you selectively take what you will obey, you are not following. Are you hearing me? When you selectively, no, this one is for these people, this is for the leaders, the over spiritual. This is for the prayer world. Who told you are not the one that God is leading? You can come here, you have never prayed, and in 1 month you have become a prayer fire. Selective obedience is not followership. I went one day to with one of my friends, went to the Israel Hall for a program. So when I got there, it was a prophetic meeting. The man was doing all form of abracabra. No, I was in the middle. You guys were looking at me like this. Carry cane, I carried my cane. You know why? I don't have the spirit of rebellion. By the time I'm done, the woman of God knew me. Looking at me. After I finished, I said, Ma, you know, he said, you will use this hall. I like your spirit. See, even though I know you know more than this, that you were aligned. That thing helped us. We paid less. Listen, anywhere you are, carry the spirit of that place or leave that place. Don't stay in a place you don't want to carry spirit. Are you hearing me? Don't stay in a place when you reject leadership. It's God. To, don't stay. When you are here, carry the whole spirit. Let people see you and see Pastor Andrew. Yes, sir. That is the only way you can produce results. Listen, don't think we should be something else. This is who we are. We are a world-based ministry. We are givers. We are people of sacrifice. We are people of impact. We can't be somebody else. Your pastor cannot be somebody else. Oh, the earlier that you can stay for 1 year. You are coming here 1 year. You are not changed. I think God not coming. No. Followers can destroy the vision of a leader. When I see God, amen, I'm proud. They have been with me for 6 years. He has been listening. When he opens his mouth to talk, you know this one has been trained. No, after staying for 1 year, you cannot talk anything. Do you know how many conferences I've done? I watch what is up ahead. Don't be here and be carrying another spirit. It's not followership. Don't be here and be expecting what we are not doing. Do what we are doing here. Don't be waiting for mantle service. We will not do mantle service. It's communion. He will tell you, open your heart to the man that God has sent you to. And the work will be good for you. Are you hearing me? God is not an author of what? Confusion. Is it too hard to hear this volume? Followership is willingness to be led. As a follower, listen. There are people, listen, in life, nobody makes decisions for you. But there are people that are wiser than you. There are people that are authority over you. Their opinion should be your decision. You, after you have decided, you now come and inform me. You now ask me what I'm saying. You've already married. You now ask me how is a man. It doesn't concern me now. What many of you do is not counseling. Oh, what many of you do is you're going to do approval. I can't approve it. A follower is somebody that is bendable, breakable, changeable, transformable. Don't expect your church to be like another church. It's not men that's leading us, it's the Holy Spirit. Don't expect your pastor. Somebody say, if the pastor Andrew wear garments, I will know that God has got it. I will never wear garments. I will never wear garments. And I must see your pastor. And you're not comfortable with that level, then go and find the one that wear garments. No, are you hearing me? So it's many wrong things where people are not effective in what they are doing. When I go and meet my pastor, he does not pray many prayers, but he carries power. As he puts his hand, I say, you are blessed. As you go now, favor follows you. Go and take the miracles in Jesus' name. I will say, sir, pray more. No, I know him. He has prayed inside. He carries authority. No much talk. Some of you, until pastor pray and be sweating, and you are sweating. Your heart is not open for a miracle. Followers are leadable. How do you follow? You follow the system you see. You follow what is practiced. You don't carry your own practices. You follow it. Or else you can be in this church for 1 year. And at the end of the year, one useless wave will carry former general congregation member. I have gone to join one wave. And you wonder where your life is going with waves. If every wave can carry you, know that you will end anywhere. Some of you, every wave can carry you. Not everybody is your pastor. Listen, I don't pastor Facebook. Go and check my phone. You have one pastor. It's only people that comes here that pastor. You are here. You have 18 prophets. Prophet in Awushi. A prophet in Benin. As you receive, you shut all your prophets. I remember they asked one guy, say, who is your pastor here? In church. They ask him, he says, my pastor friend. He has been here for over 6 months. He says his pastor is, you know why? Because he has many pastor friends. That one is not ready for God. And God is not ready for him. He said, you might have been in son of one father. If you hear too many voices, you'll be confused. There must be a point of reference for your life. Your pastor is the point of reference. It's the point of reference. Most wisdom you follow. Your pastor's word is not an opinion. It's the law. Your heart. There's a way our heart is. Are you hearing me? Our heart knows what is relevant and irrelevant. If my words is an opinion, it becomes irrelevant. You will not learn anything. One great man of God said that I will never forget. He said, they're asking, what about if your pastor has been following for 30 years goes wrong? He laughed. He said, all of us have gone wrong. All of us have gone wrong. You don't know what followership is. No, how to share. You, everybody has a point of reference. Point of reference. The pastor preached, but he said, no, it's not actually that. The King James did not say that. If you check the NIV version of that thing, that you are mad. Mad, 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 mad. Yeah, me too have a calling. You have a calling. You are called to sit down and listen. You don't know what I'm saying. A man who is going far must be able to be taught. Two people, example of how followers have fed leadership. So I'm saying that followership affects what? Leadership. It does what? It affects leadership. Affect it. Yeah. Thank God for our brother. Look at the impact he has made. Did anybody tell him for we to get you from your seat to stand in that place? You must be in church for 17 years. It was complete 17. To get you from your seat to stand in 17 years. Imagine if you are the only one that go and call for the media, like we will stay for 17 years, no media man. This is because we are slow to obey, we are slowing down leadership. Some of you should be millionaires by now if you have been giving this way for 5 years, but because we are slow to obey, we are slowing down leadership. Two people, number one person, followers finishing. This church follower cannot finish me. So when you see some church, you say 20 years, 20 members. I know a bishop. It is the people that finished him. Because many of us do not know how to deal. When the Bible says about you, he did not commit himself to man. That is what he's saying. There are some people there, they are destiny slower, destiny distractions. Don't commit yourself to them. Commit yourself to loyal people. He said, commit these things to loyal people who will also teach others. Don't commit your vision to people that are not going where you are going to. Slow people like, be talking to people, he's not hearing you. Who want to hear you? Will not talk too much. Do you want to talk too much? They don't want to hear you. There are people that will come to church.
Pastor will not be preaching on giving. But he said, sir, as I'm leaving, sir, sir, don't, sir, tomorrow morning come. They preach on giving. But they are, in the person's heart, he knows that this is what God is saying. There are people who preach giving for 1 year. Yeah, you want to think about it. Two more again. Let's think about it. Let's go. You know why? They don't want to hear. You are blessed in Jesus' name. When you are following a man, open your heart to that ministry and watch what God can do. Are we ready? Two men. How many? In the book of Deuteronomy 1:37, it was followers that destroyed the ministry of Moses. Followers. Followers. There's deliverance going on in this church today. If you are here, open your heart. Open your heart and be changing. Be changing. As you are changing, you will be effective ministry. God brought you for the ministry. God, you are here to do the work. There is a work to be done. That's why you came here. You have no other agenda. The ministry does not consist for you. You consist ministry. Also, the Lord was angry with me for your sake. Followers can make God vex for the pastor. Followers can make God angry with the pastor, saying, "Thou also shall not go there, God forbid, if not generous of God's pleasure." So when you see us dealing the way we're dealing, it's not because we cannot follow. We are followed up with rebellious people. They don't change. Rebellious people don't change. Yes, they only change church. They don't change. Yes, you hear me? Rebellious people don't change. It took me 6 years in ministry to know it. Yes, they only change church. Yes, also, the Lord was angry with me for your sake. And he did not enter their land. He said, "Say, thou shalt not go in the land." The reason why God called Moses was to take the people to the promised land. He didn't enter because these people they were thorns in his flesh. That was what I said. So you will now understand why we are dealing the way we are dealing. You know, in that church, there is a follow-up. Who told you? So what am I doing here? No love. No love. There no love. No love. No, no love. 6 months, they not see me. Nobody call me. Ask me one question. What is pastor doing in church? And why you are told? When a weak believer falls, every weak believer, you carry them. Easily they grow. Soft and easy. But the one that don't want to change, do 6 months followership. If I carry church to their house, at the end, you have wasted your time. I wasted their time. That will happen to Moses. God, I told you, I said, God does not forgive a rebel. God destroyed right now. God does not forgive a rebel. They move all around life. It was these people that did not make Moses enter. So you see how powerful. That means that if everybody in this church is with pastor, I say, "Pastor, what is not in your much, it's in your little." I say, "Lord, what can I do to propagate this gospel? Look at what my daughter is doing right now. In a little, not in a much. She had to travel down to make sure she keeps what she promised God." Did it make a difference on Sunday? For 6 years, there was nobody that could do that thing. All the people go, "Lord, speak again. Lord, speak again." Flower has increased. Yeah, price of flower has increased. "Lord, speak. Lord, when you make me a billionaire, I'll do it." Somebody is there doing it already. Now, this is not generous of grace. This is Moses' ministry. Let me show you generous of grace. A man that is men made great. 1 Chronicles 11:10. David was made great by the mighty man he had. So not only is followership, sir, prune the people that follows you. Define it. Let the right people rise. Listen, from today, anybody you see that is fighting your pastor, fight and tear them away. Get them from this way. Don't leave here. Until rebels leave, sons will not rise. Until rebels leave, that thing you have been begging sons to do in the choir, they will do. Somebody will come and will do it better.
Nobody can hold God ransom. It's a privilege. We are all privileged servants of God. There's nothing anybody is doing that God has a million people to do it. If you don't want to do it, I'm not putting you to do it. I'm going to just stay in your corner. Let God let somebody else. They don't disturb my life. Sing in the choir. I'll sing next month. I don't have skirt. My skirt is too short. My shirt is too not tall. My day is not. You are dead people are joining the choir. Don't you? Don't worry. Just keep them, but don't disturb the work. Because they work these people. Are you learning? I should listen. What am I doing? Changing your mindsets. As you are changing, you are becoming more effective. Read what? This also, the chief of the mighty men whom David had, what did they do? Who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom? Which level of strength are you supplying to Jesus Christ? Followers are strength supplier, not problems. You know you're hearing me. Who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom with all Israel? They are making king according to the word of the law concerning Israel. Look at it. God has said something about David. He took this mighty man to make it happen. God has said it. Who strengthened themselves? Followers are source of strength, not problems. You are not to be a weakness, you are to be a strength. To be strength. Strength. Say, I'm a strength. I'm a strength. I'm a strength. I'm a strength. I am supplying strength. I am supplying strength to the work of God. I am mighty. I'm telling you, I'm mighty men. As I am being a blessing to you, as I am blessing you, you are blessing me too. As I am blessing you, you are blessing me too. The beauty of ministry. So people, I remember those days. You will never see them in church. Listen, when you see a pastor, there are people who have needs. I tell them to go. We are seeing too much. People don't come to church. Then you don't even know I cope. One man came one time. I heard that church was open. He was leading, crying in the altar. I want to see me. What happened? I came. He said, problem this. His car is bad. Everything. Say, if I today will be a member. I said, I carried the last 5K. That time, for me, 5K is like 50,000. He said, Pastor Don, tomorrow first thing will be in church. I took that money to them, listen again. Many like that. Many true followers are not witness to the work. They are strength to the work. That's why it's better to have 10 strong people than 100 weak people. Parents, you know when your children were small. You know what it is and when they begin to grow. He said, I want to end with this verse. With all Israel to make him king according to the word the Lord has spoken. God has already declared David king. He took this mighty man to make him king. God has declared this church global. God told us, he said before Christ will come, this gospel will touch the ends of the earth. It will take real genuine followers, not the ones that want pastors to die for their matter. We are not here to die for them, we are here to die for the gospel. To push it to the ends. I declare that you are one. Are you blessed today? Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive your word. Oh, I repent. In any way, I'm not teachable. In any way, my heart has not been open. In any way, I'm not leadable. Lord, you gave me this word for your people. Lord, anywhere we have gone the wrong way, repent right now. In every way, I've been slow to instructions. In every way, I've been slow to cooperation. In every way, I've refused to let that which you are putting my hands to come out. In every way, I've been slow to making the world. Lord, I repent right now. And I declare, Lord, from today, I become a follower of you. I become a follower of you.